DeAndre Lambert Smith's emergence has been a huge bright spot for this Auburn offense.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five. Happy Friday. It's one day before Auburn takes on the Georgia Bulldogs, the hated rivalry, as we travel to Athens in what's going to be a tall task. 24-point underdogs. But one thing I want to talk about before we head that way, I want to talk about a big bright spot of this season so far, and that's been the addition of DeAndre Lambert Smith. And we're going to break it down a bunch of different ways. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Give them $250. They're going to give you another $250 back on top of that. To play with absolutely free. So you can hit all the different sports betting lines. You can parlay it up. You can teaser it up. Do whatever you ever your little heart desires. They got betting lines for everything. So get in there, get in the mix, check it out. Mybookie.ag. So I'm going to be honest. The season obviously not going as great as you would imagine. But if you're looking for bright spots to point to, DeAndre Lambert Smith, you definitely don't want the what he's doing so far this season to be overlooked or overshadowed by losses or things of that nature, because he is he's been a revelation. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. He's been an unreal addition to this team, and there's so many different things that are going to benefit Auburn in the long haul, I believe, if he can keep up this pace and keep going. I mean, he kind of came in sort of an unsung hero from Penn State, not appreciated. They pooped on him as he left, which a little bit I understand, a little bit of hurt feelings. You saw a lot of podcasts where one guy came on Locked On Auburn. A lot of people just didn't look at him as, hey, he's an okay number two guy. And if you look at his numbers, Penn State, kind of like Auburn at times, where you're just not don't have very prolific passing attacks, and he's got number two receiver numbers. I mean, 400 yards a year, 500 yards a year, 600 yards a year. Like that's been his career so far, and he's come to Auburn and just completely torn it up from the day that he got here. There was some talk about maybe he was a little bit of he could be a toxic personality. He's been quite the opposite. He's come in. He's been a leader. He's really working with these younger guys, and they're looking up to him. And he's producing. He's producing every single game. It doesn't matter the opponent. I know a lot of people were like, a lot of people say, "Oh, well, he's beating up on the small opponents. He's beating up on the weaker guys." Well, hey, the only game he doesn't have a touchdown this year is against New Mexico. He's had multiple touchdowns twice. And he scored on everybody. Had a big touchdown on Oklahoma. If you just look at some of his season totals back whenever he was at Penn State, again, he had a 673-yard year. He had a 389-yard year. He had a 521-yard year. And all of those years, he either had four touchdowns or less in those years. Well, so far, through five games at Auburn, he's got 415 yards and six touchdowns. So he's already got more touchdowns in a single season at Auburn than he did at any point in time in his career at Penn State. And, you look at those numbers, 11 total touchdowns total at Penn State. He's over halfway there at Auburn through five games. So he's still got seven more games left, hopefully eight. If he does play in a bowl game, get to play in a bowl game, that he could really blow those numbers at Penn State completely out of the water. And it's just he's continued to produce And I think it's massive for Auburn on multiple different levels because, you know, and we'll talk about the impact it could have on portal receiving. We'll talk about the impact it could have on record books. I mean, if we're really talking about impact, we'll dive into the record books here in just a second. But you go into, you know, you Auburn's had a lot of, I don't want to say turmoil off the field, on the off-field staff. There's been a lot of turmoil or not really a lot of structure, I guess, up until this past January or February when Will Redmond was hired. And then he assembles his staff around him and they really get that scouting deal going, the, you know, really being able to work the portal in an efficient manner. And you go into spring and you identify this kid as somebody that's going to be that could be an impact player your first real time when you're set up to attack the portal. And then you pick a guy that's going to end up being your more than likely your leading receiver this year, barring injury. It's just so many different things that you could point to that are going to be that could make long lasting impacts at Auburn. So I think we definitely don't want to let the season results overshadow the impact of that Keandre Lambert Smith has had so far and is probably going to continue to have. He's got a huge test this weekend. He's got a huge test. You did see Georgia be vulnerable against the passing attack again, you know, in the Alabama game. So can he feast a little bit? And this is another really good chance for him to put good film on tape for his prospects in the NFL. He's way faster than I expected. You saw it on that long touchdown against Arkansas. He has the ability to go the distance, and he can run away from you. That was not something that I expected. His route running is exactly what I expected. He's able to do all the technical things to excel at the next level. His hands are basically next level. I mean, he does have a couple of drops, but they're all it's all like I don't even think he'd be credited for a drop. It's all like diving catches or in traffic. But the touchdown he caught against Oklahoma, you know, great, unbelievable play. Just he had a one-handed catch against He had a one-handed catch against Arkansas. Yeah, late in the second half. He's just does a lot of the little things right that you expect from a senior. And for the younger guys, Auburn has a ton of younger, talented guys. For them to be able to see that and see that guy doing all the little things correctly, it's huge. You can't put a value on it. So I just definitely don't want the season to overshadow the impact that Keandre Lambert Smith may have on this, honestly, the future of this wide receiver room, the future of this wide receiver, this freshman class that we had coming in, that we had come in this past year. Like all of the things that he's done this year, I definitely don't want those to be overlooked. So I said possible impact on the record books. We're going to dive into it in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. What are you doing if you haven't double-checked, triple-checked? Make sure that what you're doing from a retirement standpoint, from a saving standpoint, is going to get you where you need to be. Make sure you're not paying senseless fees. Make sure that you're completely protected in any possible way that you can be from the IRS. And just make sure, hey, maybe I'm not taking advantage of products that I need to take advantage of. And Ford Stokes has access to some that most financial advisors do not. So check him out, Ford Stokes. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Give him a shout. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. And make a friend at the same time. So Ford Stokes, Retirement Results, presented by Active Wealth. Auburn's record book for receivers is, I want to be careful how I say this because I don't want it to come off like I'm unappreciative of a lot of the receivers that have played here, but it's just reality that Auburn's record book is not incredibly impressive just from a statistical standpoint at receiver. But there are some great receivers that have come through Auburn. Auburn's just not ever really known for having a prolific passing attack. Like, you just don't have a ton of 3,000-yard passing, 3,000 yards of passing, 1,000 yards of receiving. You don't have a ton of that. But the ones that you do have are really good seasons. Like your single season receiving yards, Ronnie Daniels, he was here 1 year, is 1,068 yards back in 1999. And then Terry Beasley, 1,051 yards in 1970. And that one's really impressive because I don't think they played the full 12-game schedule at that point in time. So he did that in an era where running the ball was a big deal, not really throwing it around. So obviously those are your top two receiving yard total yards in a season. And Keandre Lambert Smith is on pace to really shatter those. I think if he were to continue, what he's doing, he'll be well over those numbers. 415 yards in five games. If he plays a full 13 games, you're talking right at almost 1,100 total yards. So that would be he has a really good chance to be your single season receiving yards guy. Touchdowns. I mean, in a single season, Terry Beasley has pretty much dominated. He dominated the record books with 12 in 1971 and 11 in 1970. Keandre Lambert Smith has 6 through 5 games. So 12 is definitely in reach. I mean, if he just gets one more reception per game, that's 13. That through the regular season, and then not depending on, if he plays in a bowl game or not, if Auburn gets to a bowl game or not. So I think that would even be more impressive if he's able to do it if Auburn misses a bowl game. If he's able to get to those numbers and Auburn misses a game, doesn't make a bowl, that would be, even more impressive. So it's being able to come in one season and pick up the offense. And there's been some hiccups. Like, there's been some times where he's running an incorrect route, or there's been some times where there's been some confusion. It's hard to come in spring and learn a offense as I don't want to say complicated, I think as robust as this one, and the freedom that the wide receivers have to be able to diagnose the coverage and run a lot of choice type routes along with the quarterback. I think it's you got to be on the same page, and for them to be able to create that chemistry early on, I think that's what's helped yield these big results that he's had. I mean, he's been able to light it up. I mean, 150 yards against, I believe, Arkansas, which is, he did have a 67-yard touchdown in that 156 yards. That's only 156 yards is only a couple of yards away from getting into the top 10 single game record book. So he's got an opportunity to do a lot of historic things from an Auburn perspective. And I want to continue to pound on that and harp on that, because he's been one of the few bright spots in this season so far. So big shout out to him, and hopefully he can continue this pace and, hey, break those records. And I'd love to see him have a big game, obviously, this weekend to kind of continue to cement that. If you do it against Georgia, and it just really starts turning heads as far as the scouts go. The biggest impact that Keandre Lambert Smith is going to make, let's be honest. Last year's portal wide receiver haul was a huge disappointment. It was a disaster. You came in in December. You come in late in the game and you're trying to assemble a roster, and you're trying to get everything together and hire a staff, and it's tough. It's a little bit tricky to do all that in the time frame that you have. But you come in and you bring in you bring in a lot of portal guys. I mean, multiple portal guys, way more than just one wide receiver, and you don't hit on any of them. I mean, it just wasn't good. It wasn't good from a receiving standpoint. I mean, your best portal guy that you brought in was Caleb Burton, who had 226 yards. And Caleb Burton really didn't even start playing until, I guess, the Arkansas game, I think, was his bigger breakout game. You know, he had a couple of big plays there. But you had Shane Hooks. You had Jair Shorter. Just didn't really get what you wanted to get out of the portal from a wide receiver standpoint, whether that be missed the evals, whether that be the not having the staff in place to be able to really attack the portal in an efficient way. Regardless, last year was bad from that standpoint. So you're worried about, do we start having a stigma of not being a good location for portal wide receivers? And you need to have some holdover. You need to have some guys that you can bring in to help get this younger class up to speed. If KLS continues on this pace, you sort of silence a lot of those. You sort of silence a lot of those fears. You sort of silence a lot of the negative recruiting, and you make it to where you can put, proof of concept on paper to show, hey, look, Auburn is a place where a transfer wide receiver can come in and put up big numbers. And that's something that you don't want to always lean on, obviously, the portal, because you're bringing in these elite receivers from the high school ranks. But you could, if you have an injury, if you have a guy go in the portal and you need to plug and play, you need to have something that you can point to say, look, this system that we're running right now, if you come in 1 year, look what this guy did, and you're a very similar player, you could put up those same exact numbers. And we could take you from where you've been, you know, the middle of the road type numbers at Penn State, and we put him into now we're talking about a leader in the conference, one of the leaders in the conference as far as receiving goes. Now, I think that is that could make a huge, huge impact on not only just receivers in general, but really any offensive player you can point to success that, hey, look, we can bring in guys now and they can excel. And you really erase the taste in the mouth that you left based off of the 2023 season and transfer portal wide receivers in general. So there's, again, I think we need to continue to root for this kid. He's been mega pro Auburn. He's been a huge asset to this team, a huge leader to this team. One of those guys that doesn't like losing. He came from a program. Hey, Penn State, you can't really dump on them. That they've won. They haven't really won a ton at a high level as far as championships go, but they've put a lot of wins on the board, and he came from that. And, you know, coming to Auburn, who is sort of in the little bit of a wilderness scenario where you've had, you know, multiple seasons now where you only win six games or less. It's tough. And that's a culture of, a culture of complacency, a culture of this sort of become okay with it, but it's something that you got to shake. It's something that you got to break. And for him to come in, and be a leader like he's been and continue to go off every single week, I think it's going to yield a huge dividends moving forward. Now, we're about to hit the meat of the schedule. You're about to find out if he is, you know, he's about to be tested as much as he possibly can. You got basically three road games in a row. You don't play inside Jordan-Hare for a month. You do have a bye week. You do have a bye week after Georgia to sort of mend, heal up, and figure out what you need to do to take it to the next level. He's got some big tests coming up, and he's got a chance to really continue to push to put good film on, good video on film for NFL, but a really good highlight film in general. So let's keep rooting for him and keep pulling for him, because I think he's earned it. He's earned it. He's an Auburn guy. Like right off the bat, he's gelled. He's become an Auburn guy. We need to, support him as one of the few bright spots. One of the few bright spots that's not just one of these outrageous freshmen that are coming in and excelling early. So let's continue to pull for him, continue to cheer for him, and let's see what he can do against Georgia tomorrow. I'll do a full breakdown on what I expect, what to look for on your on our Know the Enemy pod in the morning. But other than that, you know, we'll be after the game. We'll go live Sunday night. We'll have multiple shows over the weekend, obviously, like we always do. And I, again, really appreciate you guys. Sign up for The Barn, thebarnauburn.com. $1 for the first month. Get all the information that you can ever imagine. It's crazy. We had a when the Deuce Knight stuff started coming up, we had a thread go 20 plus pages over right now it's close to 500 replies. And we constantly updated it to kind of have like a play by play of what was going on leading up to his commitment on Wednesday. So that kind of stuff is just ton of fun, very active board, a lot of great personalities. And I think you'd really enjoy jumping in and joining the conversation. So check it out. It's only $1 for your first month. If you hate it, you're only out a buck. Great investment. If you love it, then hey, you made a great investment. So if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And you know, we're going to be back every single day. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.